If it's Thursday on the drive, that means it's Theater Thursday. Theater Thursday is brought to you by the Transcendence Theater Company. They invite you to their season opener, The Beat Goes On, at Bellos Cavallos Ranch. For more information, go to bestnightever.com. Well, the folks from the Redwood Ice Theater Company are in. They've got their second annual Glitter Games coming up this weekend. It's called An Evening of Pucks and Pirouettes. Sunday, May 14th at 5:30 at Snoopy's Ice. And here to talk about it is the executive director of the Redwood Ice Theater Company, Ms. Carmen Mitchell, and a couple of hockey players that go by the names Andrew Olson and Jack Trumpeter. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us on.
Carmen, tell us about the Glitter Games.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. So this could be one of our favorite shows that we produce with Redwood Ice Theater Company. It started last year. The Glitter Games is a spin-off of a Dancing with the Stars-style competition show. It's a big hit in Canada. There's a show called The Battle of the Blades, where professional figure skaters are partnered with professional hockey players, and they compete for titles with guest celebrity judges. So Redwood Ice Theater Company does our own version of that at Snoopy's Home Ice, and we call it the Glitter Games. So our professional skaters with our company are partnered with our amazing local hockey skaters. And today I have two of our original skater hockey cast. I guess you're part of our cast, yes. Our hockey players here, Andrew and Jack. And I just want to, again, reiterate my gratitude that you guys didn't really know what you were stepping into, what you were committing to, and you just trusted us, and it ended up being a really fun time for both us and the audience.
It must have gone well because they agreed to do it again.
Right? Right? Yes.
Andrew, how did you get roped into this?
You know, that's something I'm not really sure about. I came into work and I had four people be like, "That's so cool, you're doing the Glitter Games." And I was literally like, "I've never even heard this before. What are you talking about?" So I eventually got asked by the Redwood Theater Company, Carmen and Kim, and I'm glad I did it. It was a lot of fun. Something I never thought I'd ever do in my life.
Talk about your experience last year and why you agreed to come back and do it again this year.
Yeah, so last year it was a great experience. It really brought us closer to our figure skating community as well, and just our community in general. It's great to see people who have never even really been to an ice rink before and go, "That's so cool." So it was a lot of fun. I think it was great for all of us within that skating community and outside of it. And it's just, the Redwood Theater Company is awesome. I'll do anything for them anytime they ask.
Aww. All right, Jack, how about you? This is your second year as well, right?
Yeah, I'm on the back end this year working the event.
Okay. But you did it last year.
I did it last year. I was in the first one ever.
And how did that go?
It went great. It's just like Andrew said, brought the communities together. So that was nice to see.
What was the most enjoyable part of it for you?
Getting to meet all these people I grew up around in the figure skating community, because I grew up playing hockey, but those two worlds didn't really combine. So
they don't
cool
really cross over, do they?
No. It was nice seeing everyone come together.
Right. And the outfit that you wore?
Oh, I was dressed like Joe Exotic.
So that's a cool little spin that's, I think, you know, pretty Glitter Games unique, is we really try to make these programs themed in a fun way. So Jack, what was your song? It was
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger, Tiger King style. And Andrew skated with our skating director, Kim Navarro. And what was your song again?
It was a hero song. I don't know what it's called.
And then a hero.
Yeah. Bonnie Raitt's Hero?
And you guys were dressed like Superman.
Yeah, Superman, Superwoman.
So that's kind of the theme of the event. Very family friendly, super fun. All of the titles don't really matter anyway, but we take them very seriously.
Because it's a competition.
Absolutely.
So what kind of a competition are we talking about?
I mean,
here?
We are competing for titles like the most elegant and the most theatrical and dramatic. And this year we have some pretty fun, fabulous titles. So I hope everyone comes and checks it out.
So how does the event work? When folks arrive, what's going on? What are they seeing?
Great question. So you can come. Our event is this Sunday. And the show starts at 5:30, but we invite everyone to come. We'll open the doors at 4:30. The Warm Puppy Cafe will be open. You can get one of their famous hot chocolates. They'll have snacks. And then probably around 5, everyone will go into the rink, and we have brand new seats at the rink, and we have some VIP tables left, and we're doing on ice seating, so you can book some, or you can buy some seats on the ice. We have a carpet laid out and be
No carpet. Just make them walk on the ice, Carmen. Yeah. That'll be fun to watch.
And you'd be right up close next to the action, and then we'll dive right in. And last year, our hockey players taught the figure skaters a little bit of hockey, right?
We tried.
I assume you showed them how to check.
So we'll open with a little scrimmage, and this year we have a new set of hockey players as our competitors, and we invited Jack and Andrew to come back in our original cast alumni group number. So the whole family will be there.
Okay, so you will be performing, Jack?
I will be for a minute.
For a minute.
You seem somewhat hesitant and reluctant to do that, Jack.
Oh, no.
You're more of a behind-the-scenes guy.
Exactly.
All right. Again, the event is this Sunday, May 14th at 5:30. You're welcome to come up early and enjoy a hot chocolate in the warm Pubby Cafe. Who are your skaters, your figure skaters this year?
Our figure skaters, we have myself and Kim Navarro. We also have returning with us Alexandria Collis, and my sister, just fresh from Disney on Ice, and her skating partner and boyfriend, Bob Goodwin. My sister's Antonia. We'll have Kim Navarro's skating partner Brent Bowmentry for a super special surprise guest appearance. If you were there last year, you'll know what I'm talking about. And then I think that's everybody. Oh, and our beautiful skater, Natalia, Russian gorgeous national, skated all over the world, I think, with Disney on Ice. She's just absolutely exquisite. And Domina, a coach from Snoopy's Home Ice.
I'm glad you're here, Andrew. You can fill her in with the information.
I'm just so excited. I'm blanking on all our skaters. But we have hockey players now representing different organizations with Snoopy's Home Ice. So we have a hockey skater representing the Santa Rosa Growlers Hockey, the Snoopy's Adult Hockey League, our new vintage hockey classic, the SRJC Polar Bears ice hockey, and two hockey players from Snoopy Skating School.
Nice. It's the Glitter Games. It's this Sunday, May 14th at 5:30 at Snoopy's Home Ice here in Santa Rosa, an evening of pucks and pirouettes. If you want to get tickets, go to the RedwoodIceTheaterCompany.org website, and they will set you up there. Andrew Olson, Jack Trumpeter, and Carmen Mitchell from the Redwood Ice Theater Company, thank you so much for joining us on The Drive.
Thank you. Thank you, Harry. You're
it's
the best.
Our pleasure. It's a great comment. If you love theater, if you love ice skating, if you love hockey, if you love hot chocolate, there's something for everyone there to check out this Sunday at the Snoopy's Home Arena.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see you there.
I will try to make it.
All right.
I will try to make it. All right. Thank you so much, guys, from the Redwood Ice Theater Company. Again, website redwoodicetheatercompany.org.